Hey Voices friends, Kyle here, and welcome to 2018. We made it. Before we jump in to our pod today, I wanted to give a quick shout out to all of you who've been listening to the Voices podcast for this past year. Thank you so much. It's great to sit and record these episodes, but it means so much to not only know that people are listening, but to hear your stories about the journeys that you're on, what you're interested in, and just knowing that we can be on this journey of reimagining and understanding faith in a new way together. Also, thank you to all of the Voices box entrants. If you entered and didn't win, don't worry, we'll do more giveaways like this in 2018, so keep your eyes peeled. And if you did win, congratulations. I will be dutifully standing in line at the post office this week to make sure that you get your boxes mailed out to you. So make sure you look out for those in the next week or so. So on today's podcast, I wanted to ask a question that I heard recently. And it might be helpful to think about this or talk about it with a friend or a significant other. But here it is. What one new belief or way of understanding has helped you become a more loving presence in the world this past year? And I remember the first time I heard it, I just sort of breezed by it. That's an interesting question, and just moved on. But then I heard it asked two or three more times, and I actually began to think about it. And I started to think, what was the one new belief or way of understanding that helped me become a more loving presence in the world this past year? And it was really nice to have this guided reflection moment on the past year. Because especially if 2017 was hard for you, you might not want to think about it. You might be like, I'm just so glad that 2017 is over and I do not have to think about that year anymore. Kyle, why are you doing this to me? I was happy to leave it in the past and I'm ready to look forward to the future. Because maybe 2017 was really challenging for you. Maybe you lost a job, lost a family member, got the job you thought you always wanted and then realized that it's a job that you don't want at all. And maybe 2017 was your deconstruction year. Maybe it was this year where all these things that you thought you knew so certainly all sort of came falling to pieces. And you sort of left with this moment of, what do I do? What do I believe? How do I even begin to move forward? I remember that moment for me of feeling that I had no certainty anymore. I had no idea what to believe. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I just felt lost. And so if you're in that place of feeling lost or uncertain or defeated or confused, I want to say that you are not alone. I'm sure it feels that way. I know it felt that way for me. But you're not alone. There are other people who are experiencing this with you. And that was one of the most encouraging things for me to hear, is just to know that I wasn't the only person who felt like the ship had been turned upside down. Like the rules had all changed. Like everything was different. And even over this past year, I thought this was a good question to ask, because it can help provide an anchor point amidst all of the confusion, amidst all of the unknowing, amidst all of the uncertainty, amidst all of the things that you might be trying to figure out. What do I even believe about this anymore? That instead of just focusing on all of the uncertainty, of all of the unknown, of all of the, well, what ifs? I don't know. How can I move forward? I think that this question can help provide one ray of light, one ray of hope, one ray of positivity of what was the one thing that I learned. What was the one thing that I came to understand differently? Because if you're like me, you want all the answers. You want to know everything. You want to have everything wrapped up and tied up in a nice, neat box all the time. And especially going through a deconstruction, reconstruction, trying to figure out what is next in the faith journey, it can be hard to move forward with a lot of questions. And so I'm not saying don't ask the questions, don't be worried about it, don't think about it. But instead, for just a few minutes, let's look back one more time and hold on to that anchor point. saying that you can move forward. There is a way forward. Now, if you're one of the people who has not gone through as much spiritual transition in the past year, I still think this is a great question to focus on, because I think that this is what Jesus is calling us into. One of our future guests on the Voices podcast has this saying that I really love, and it's that life is a gift and love is the point. And so as we follow Jesus more and more, our lives should be bending more and more towards being a loving presence in the universe and a loving presence in our communities. And so I think these are the important things to tease out. These are the important things for us to celebrate. Or what are these moments? What are these beliefs? Not that lead me towards more certainty or surety, but what are the beliefs? What are the understandings? What are the ways of being in the world that are helping me become more loving? And it's okay if a belief doesn't pop to mind right away, especially if you've never thought about it this way before. It might take a little while for this belief to sort of surface. And as I was thinking back, I realized that mine came at the very beginning of last year, and it had to do with climate change. I really didn't understand that much about climate change other than it was real and it was not good, but that was where my understanding sort of stopped. And I didn't really know exactly how big of a deal it was or exactly how important it was that I took a lot of action towards it until Brian Webb said something from Climate Caretakers, said something really, really interesting that connected creation care to faith. And he had said that climate change is affecting the poorest people in the world the most. And then he connected it to what Jesus said about how we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. And that sometimes that means like the neighbor in the next house to you, but sometimes it means just our neighbors on this shared planet. And that if I'm taking actions that are negatively affecting some of the poorest people in the world, then that is an issue. And not just like a political issue or an environmental issue, but a faith issue as well. And so I was really grateful for Brian bringing that up, because it totally broadened the way that I see how we use resources on this wonderful planet that we share together. So maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's something completely different. I would love to hear from you what these are, because I think that us sharing these beliefs and these ways of understanding together can help give us hope for the next year. Hope that we can continue to grow. Hope that we can continue to take steps forward. And I think some level of peace knowing that we are in this together, that we're not doing this alone, but that we are in this together. So I think that's where we'll leave it today. I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm so grateful for the journey that you're on, and I'm so glad that we get to do this together. So as we jump into 2018, let's keep this in mind. It's not about the big jumps in certainty, but it's about the small steps in love. Voices, friends, I will talk to you soon.